This is Jay Sekulow, the son of a Hamas leader, speaks out against his father's organization.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The government accepted a few ceasefires. Hamas did not. Let's say they accept another ceasefire right now. Would that be appropriate?
I think it would be a mistake. You do not negotiate with the Hamas. You do not beg with the Hamas. You make them beg. And I think what Secretary Kerry did in the last week was a mistake. He put Israel and the Hamas in the same level. It's like I will tell you that the U.S. and Al-Qaeda are in the same level.
You know, this is the difference between what is discussed privately and what is noted in public accounts from anonymous sources. And no one is calling to complain about the Secretary's handling of the situation or his engagement in this effort overseas. And, you know, our view is it's simply not the way that partners and allies treat each other.
So you're accusing at least some in the Israeli government of waging a misinformation campaign?
I don't have any information on the sources, Matt,
right.
But obviously there's a great deal of information out there that's inaccurate.
When you say that this is not the way friends and allies should treat each other, you're referring to Israeli treatment of Secretary Kerry and of the administration's attempt to get a ceasefire together?
Well, I think there are obviously some anonymous sources that are out there that are speaking on behalf of the views of the Israeli government. Whether or not that is an accurate depiction of their position is not for me to make a judgment of.
Your father was a founding member of Hamas, and you were groomed to take a leadership position. Eventually, you converted to Christianity, rejected their political and military objectives. Why did you do that?
Well, for the simple reasons that we see right now in Gaza, that Hamas does not care about the lives of Palestinians, does not care about the lives of Israelis or Americans. They don't care about their own lives.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. I was on the phone this morning with our Director General from our office in Jerusalem, Rami Levy. He's been on this broadcast many times. He confirmed to me that the plan is right now, and what is anticipated, is that the continued attack in Gaza will be a much longer-term operation than was initially anticipated. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, "We will not finish the mission, we will not finish the operation without neutralizing the tunnels, which have the sole purpose of annihilating our citizens and killing our children." The Lieutenant General Benny Gantz, Israel's general that's in charge of this area, the region in Gaza, said that he was expecting an intensified campaign. Meanwhile, world opinion continues to mount against Israel, although the reality of what Hamas is doing, and that is taking human beings and using them as shields against incoming bombs. That's right. So the Israelis utilize their missile system to protect its citizens. Hamas utilizes its citizens to protect their rockets. So they will put a rocket that they buried in some UN facility somewhere, have the citizens block an Israeli attack on those rockets, and they're using civilian citizens to do it. It's an unbelievable thing. I think there's starting to be some attention to this in the secular media, and the liberal media is even starting to realize what's going on here. When you've got the son of a Hamas leader, as you heard in the open, who's now a Christian, saying this is what they're doing, why he left Hamas, why he left Islam, it kind of tells you exactly what the situation is. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Very quickly, Jordan, we're hitting the break here really quick. What's the latest up there?
Well, there's a lot of focus on Secretary Kerry and the criticism from the Israeli, different Israeli leaders about his role. One Israeli official saying that President Obama and the United States need to just leave us alone.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the reality. Secretary Kerry took a horrible position that was clearly orchestrated by the Obama administration, and now he's really paying the penalty for that in opinion within the Israeli leadership. But we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break. Folks, meanwhile, we are basically, this is the situation as it stands right now. We are 3 days away from our goal, from reaching our goal for July's matching challenge campaign. We're about $140,000 short of getting there. I need your help on this. We also need you to stand with Israel. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to make a gift to the ACLJ. We encourage you to do it. ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in a moment.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Your reaction, folks, to what the President and Secretary Kerry are saying to the Israelis, your reaction to this conflict in Gaza, which now sees the most intense fighting yet as the conflict is entering its fourth week and looks like it's going to continue longer. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Also, let me encourage you to do this. We are literally 3 days away from our August 1st, and of course that means we've got to complete our matching challenge for July strong. We're about $130,000 away from our $1 million goal. I want to thank all the ACLJ members that have been supporting us so far. If you haven't, let me encourage you to do it today at aclj.org. That's the easiest way. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for, or 1-877-989-2255. So it's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Also, and I think this is really critical, folks, if you've not yet taken a stand for Israel, we're in contact with government officials in Israel every day, letting them know hundreds of thousands of Americans are signing this petition supporting Israel and fighting the terrorists. Go to aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. By the way, tomorrow I'm going to be testifying on Capitol Hill on a hearing involving the, guess what, the IRS. That'll be back in the news as Congress gets ready to go on recess. We'll be conducting this hearing, and we'll be going to you live from Washington, D.C. tomorrow to discuss it. I may still be in the hearing, but Jordan will be hosting the broadcast. I'll leave a few minutes early to get over to the studio. Then I'll walk across the street when we're done and broadcast to you there as well. So again, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Secretary Kerry is getting a lot of flack. Let me say this. Let's find the best bite that summarizes what Kerry has actually said, the Secretary of State, that's causing so much problems. But before we do that, Than, in Washington, there's got to be, I know there's a rising chorus of concern, certainly among conservatives and pro-Israel, and I think also among pro-Israel Democrats like Chuck Schumer, about what's happening with Secretary of State Kerry and the way his statements have been perceived.
Yeah, there really is. I mean, first of all, on Secretary Kerry, I mean, I think this is what you get when you choose weakness. I think both Republicans and Democrats are saying that. I mean, if you want to take a weak position, you cannot expect to have clout when you go over there and try to broker a peace agreement. They have sort of made their own bet on this. But, you know, honestly, Jay, the sound that you played in the open there from Jen Psaki from the State Department talking about this not being the way that allies treat each other, that has really caused an uproar on the Hill, because the point for members of Congress that are supporting Israel is, This is how we've been treating Israel for a long time. We have not come to their defense when they've been under attack. And not only that, we have continued to fund their enemy. So we can't expect anything better coming back our direction.
Well, and the fact is, and I want to get your opinion on this too, Jordan. Let me play the soundbite first. This is Secretary of State Kerry. Take a listen.
But it is important to try to build, to begin, and to move in a process. And that's what we're trying to achieve. That is the only way, ultimately, this conflict is going to be resolved. Hopefully, if we can make some progress, the people in this region who deserve peace can take one step towards that elusive goal by stopping the violence which catches innocents on all sides in the crossfire.
So this is a moral equivalence, Jordan, of the Hamas cause and the Israeli cause. It's outrageous.
I think that's been the problem for the Obama administration throughout this, is the idea of equating the two sides here at all, and the idea that they are equally responsible or that they're somehow fighting equal battles, and that's why this is a horrible situation, when in fact the truth is most people see it in the United States is that you've got a terrorist regime fighting an ally of the United States. And so, yes, loss of life is bad, but this idea of continuing to cast everyone in the Gaza Strip as an innocent when they have supported a terrorist regime, you know, we would not accept this from other countries around the world, this kind of behavior or this kind of action, and we certainly wouldn't condemn it this kind of way.
Well, I'll tell you, this is why, folks, we're fighting back and fighting back so aggressively. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But you need to join with us in this fight for Israel. If you want to take a stand for Israel, you know, the scriptures are so clear. I'll bless those that bless thee, curse those that curse thee. Yeah, and this moral equivalence coming out of the administration is just not acceptable. Have your voice heard, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go to the phones, Jordan, and take some phone calls.
Yep, back to the phones we go, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let's go to Tim in California online too. Tim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Tim.
I have to say that we have the world's worst Secretary of State. He doesn't care about Israel. He doesn't care about America. He just cares about himself.
Well, I think you've got a position that, frankly, he is advocating the position of the president, though. Understand this. The Secretary of State fan doesn't get to just make up his positions. He is echoing the position of the administration here.
Yeah, he adopted that position when he took this job. And just to kind of piggyback on his comments, he talked about one step to make this process better. How about this first step for the United States? How about a clear statement that says Israel is our ally, Hamas is a terrorist organization, and we are unequivocally on the side of our ally? That is something that we have not done from the United States. It should be the first step, not whatever he said, that, you know, that wishy-washy
right.
statement. Step one is clearly articulating that the United States stands with Israel.
You know, the irony of all this, of course, is, and again, Jordan, I don't think this is naivete. I think this is the intentional plan of the Obama administration to weaken our ally. They, again, I go back to this view, they are taking the view, at least the administration is, of this moral equivalence between the plight of the Palestinians and Hamas, but I don't even want to say the plight of the Palestinians, between Hamas and Israel, as if they're on an equal playing field, as if they are morally equivalent. That's the position the administration's playing, saying that somehow that will in some way bring the Arab world or the Muslim world into a better relationship with the United States. It's a completely failed policy.
Yeah, and I think we have to also put into context this idea that, you know, that these sides deserve peace. You know, think about it. We just played that soundbite from Secretary Kerry, who the people who deserve peace. And you have to question that. Is that true? Is that an accurate statement? Do people who support Hamas as their leaders and endorse a regime like that, do they, quote, deserve peace? You know, is that the
right.
world we live in? It seems like, again, it's an administration not living in the reality of what's happening around that region. Again, we're focusing all this attention on Israel and Hamas, and we're not focusing in on Syria. We're not focusing on the Islamic State in Iraq. We're not focusing on Egypt and this new play for rights there. I mean, the whole region has shifted.
Yeah.
Post-Arab Spring, under the Obama administration, it's been for bad.
Yeah, it's been a Middle East disaster, and I will tell you something. Right now, the attention of the world is not on the Iraq state, this ISIS group, and now they're calling themselves the Islamic State. It's not just Iraq and Syria anymore. This group, ISIS, is the most dangerous we have witnessed. The lethality of what they control and the revenue they control and the havoc they're bringing not only to Iraq and Syria but to the rest of the region will dwarf the Hamas conflict in light years. But you've got this, you know, I think Hamas launched this because they were being cut off. They were cut off by the Egyptians. The Iranians didn't want to give them any more assets because they were supporting the rebels in Syria, which was against Iran's own interests with the regime in Syria. So they get cut off. So they start this conflict with Israel to bring attention to, quote, their plight. But the reality is, and I think we've got to be crystal clear on this, there are other regions, other elements within the region that are more dangerous even than Hamas. And this is why it's so critical that Israel be allowed the opportunity to end the Hamas problem. As Benjamin Netanyahu said, close those tunnels as the Egyptians are doing as well. By the way, this isn't Israeli versus Arab, because the Egyptians, I think, which is the largest population base in the Arab world, are working alongside the Israelis to eliminate Hamas and these tunnels. The Egyptians want it gone, too. So this isn't unanimity in the Arab world, despite protests to the contrary from some of the media. Again, listen to Charles Krautheimer here. I think he sums it up great.
Kerry goes over, and then he negotiates in Paris, who with Qatar and Turkey, and returns essentially as the lawyer for Hamas, hands Israel a proposition that is so outrageous that the cabinet votes 19-0 against it. Israeli cabinets have never voted 19-0 on whether the sun rises in the east. It was unbelievable. It would have given Hamas all of its demands.
And now Turkey has authorizing a flotilla that's supposedly going to be under the control of the Turkish military to contest the Israeli blockade of Gaza. And folks, that could be an unbelievable conflict. We're going to have more on that when we come back from the break. Again, if you want to stand with us in our matching challenge campaign, folks, only 3 days left to do it. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255, 877-989-2255, or ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching grant for. But folks, also, take a stand for Israel today. You could do that at the same thing, ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. But again, support the work here at the ACLJ, ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'm going to get Jordan Thann's comments here quickly, and we'll get right back to the phones. I want to get the read in Washington. We heard what Kronheimer said. Charles Kronheimer said basically Kerry comes back, and he's the lawyer for Hamas. Jordan and Thann, how is that playing in Washington right now? You're not going to remove the Secretary of State. I get that. But the way he's handled it's been a disaster.
That's right, but he's getting backed up by the State Department, so by the Obama administration. They are not trying to place blame on Secretary Kerry. They're actually supporting his efforts. So it's not one of those situations where he's being thrown under the bus by the president or the president's team yet. We haven't seen that happen yet. Now, when you look at also what's happening in Congress, though, you're seeing very strong support from Israel, bipartisan support. And again, this idea that there's this dialogue being set up that somehow U.S. and Israel are in this fight. I think what has to be clear is that there are certainly issues with the Obama administration and Israel. But when you look at Congress, very bipartisan support for Israel. I think that's what we've seen, Thann, is that at the end of the day, they've got the power of the purse, and they've been very strongly in support of Israel.
Yeah, and just to underscore that point, Jordan, I mean, Michael Flynn at the Defense Intelligence Agency actually kind of made the point that Jay was making in the last segment where he said if Hamas were destroyed and gone, we would probably end up with something much worse. But the problem here is they use that justification to call on Israel to do nothing, and Hamas is attacking Israel right now. So what members of Congress on both sides of the aisle have said is, yes, there are other threats in the region, but that does not mean that the current threat is not the one that Israel should be free to defend against now. And honestly, Jordan, like you said, it's come from both sides of the aisle.
You know, it's interesting because I'm going to play in a moment here. Let's get Chuck Schumer's comment ready. This was, again, he's a Democratic senator from New York. He's not happy with the way this is going, and that's been an interesting development. But let me say this also. We have a full office in Jerusalem. Our legal director right now has been called up. He's a colonel in the Israeli Defense Force. He is working the legal issues in the Gaza conflict right now. I spoke to Ambassador Rami Levy, who, of course, is our director general for our office in Jerusalem. He's the one that gave us the word this morning that this looks like the conflict's going to be much more engaged and elongated. Let me play for you Senator Chuck Schumer, not happy about this either, number 21.
We're not going to have peace if Israel is pressured to go for a ceasefire that allows Hamas to maintain its tunnels and its rockets. There have been three ceasefires. Israel's accepted all three. Hamas just last night again rejected another ceasefire. And then the minute the ceasefires are over, they sent rockets back into Israel.
You know, and then Chuck Schumer said, and I think this is important, why is it that Hamas will not agree to a real ceasefire? Here's why.
Let's not forget one thing. Hamas is an organization that's sworn to Israel's destruction. It believes it has the moral right to do military action against Israel at any time. And so we can't use these ceasefires as simply ways for Hamas to reload.
So Chuck Schumer, the Democratic senator from New York, is correct. And I want to say that again. Chuck Schumer, the Democratic senator from New York, I should pronounce his name correctly, Chuck Schumer, is correct. And I don't say that often on the broadcast, but he is correct on this. Again, folks, if you want to stand with Israel, you can do it at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, don't forget, we're in that matching challenge campaign. About $130,000 to go to hit our goal. You can help us get there. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's go back to the phones.
Rita calling in from Missouri on line 3. Rita, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Rita.
Okay. Hi there. First off, I want to bless you. You, the only news station that I've been able to tune into that presents both sides of the story accurately. I am just enraged at the news stories you get on any channel. They do not side with Israel whatsoever, and Israel is only doing one thing. They are protecting their land.
Let me play
That's
for
what
you.
They're doing.
Yeah, let me play for you the soundbite between the Israeli minister, is actually the Israeli ambassador to the United States, and CNN's Aaron Burnett. Take a listen to this.
Do you not think that it's relevant to report on CNN that the Secretary General of the United Nations yesterday warned against the use of UN schools and shelter for rocket missile depots of Hamas?
And Ambassador, it is relevant. And let me ask you this, because of what you said.
But Aaron, I've been listening for 2 hours of reports on CNN. I have seen split screens, horrible pictures that any decent human being would be horrified by. I have not heard a single person say what I just said to you now. And I think that that does a disservice to your viewers to not give them the context they need to make these judgments.
There you have it. And you can't say it any better than Ron Dermer did. And it is absolutely correct. All right, your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Folks, remember, we're here for another half hour. A lot of stations are now carrying the hour-long broadcast. Sirius XM, of course, as well, and a number of other stations. But if you don't get the full hour, just go over to ACLJ.org. We are streaming it there. Back to the phones. Who do we have?
Yeah, let's go to Maria in Maryland online. For Maria, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Maria.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, Israel, that we support you here and love you. We're praying for your nation. And I also want to say that I applaud that young man whose father was one of the leaders in Hamas.
One of the founders of Hamas, actually.
One of the founders. I applaud his courage, and I will be praying for him as well. So thank you for sharing the truth.
All right, let me play for you. This is Khalid Michel being talked to with Charlie Rose, number 14.
The world has two choices. They need to help us peacefully to reach the state, or we will expel this occupation from our land.
So unless the world will take the Israelis out of the West Bank and Gaza, you will expel them militarily. That's your objective. You believe you can do that.
I do believe this as I see you now. It is a conviction. Why? Because time and time again, the history of nations says that peoples have the upper hand over the occupation.
So you wonder why the Hamas son left? Because here's what you heard from Hamas. So that's why he came to Christ and he realized it. But that's what the Hamas leadership, that young man in the beginning of the broadcast, I don't know if we have that soundbite available as well. So you just heard from, that's Hamas leadership. That's what they're saying. Now here's the son of one of the founders of Hamas, who's now a Christian, who left Hamas and left, of course, Islam. This is what he says about what you just heard.
Musab Hassan Youssef. You know, your father was a founding member of Hamas, and you were groomed to take a leadership position. Eventually, you converted to Christianity, rejected their political and military objectives. Why did you do that?
Well, for the simple reasons that we see right now in Gaza, that Hamas does not care about the lives of Palestinians, does not care about the lives of Israelis or Americans. Mm-hmm. They don't care about their own lives.
There you have it. So that's exactly why we're in the conflict we're in. Folks, we're going to be taking more of your calls. A lot of you have been hanging on the line. Hang on. We're going to get to you right after the break at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan's going to let you know how to support our matching challenge campaign and become part of our team here at the ACLJ with a $130,000 goal in the next 3 days. Jordan?
Folks, you can call our toll-free number and make a donation via phone at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or you can go to our website, aclj.org. Right on the homepage, you'll see Matching Challenge. And you can, again, double the impact of your donation to the American Center for Law and Justice. A great time if you're thinking about donating to the ACLJ. So do that at aclj.org. Or if you're more comfortable, you can do it by phone as well, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Freedom. Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You heard it earlier in the broadcast, the son of a Hamas founder who's rejected not only Hamas but rejected Islam, became a Christian, and says that they're trying to destroy Israel, Israelis, Americans, that they're it's not even a close call what they're trying to do. Let me play another quote from Musab Hassan Youssef, one of the founder's sons of Hamas. He said, the question from Don Lemons talks about, can you coexist with someone whose mission is your destruction? Take a listen to number 13 here.
Can you coexist with someone whose mission is your destruction?
Hamas is not seeking coexistence and compromise. Hamas is seeking conquest and taking over. And by the way, Israel, the destruction of the state of Israel is not Hamas' final destination. Mm-hmm. Hamas' final destination is building the Islamic Khilafah, which means an Islamic state on the rubble of every other civilization.
And then you look at a group like ISIS, which is this, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria and Jordan. They are even more dangerous than Hamas because of their sheer lethality and capacity of the weapons they control and the territory they control.
Well, they're much more brutal, and so they're of course they've been able to seize. I mean, they have more funds, more support, and they have seized on a situation in Iraq that's extremely unstable. But they're not having to. What the one thing they're not having to deal with though is the Israeli military, and so these militant groups like the Islamic State have been able to kind of roll through somewhat friendly territory in Iraq, if you could say that way, in the Sunni dominated areas, and have actually used their harsh tactics on religious minorities and those who disagree with them to actually build support. So, you know, that's one difference. But of course, these groups, you know, they're very similar, the Islamic State and Hamas. But Hamas has been able to play this unique role as a Islamist group tied to the Sunni Islamic faith and that version of Islamic faith, but at the same time build strong allegiances with Iran and the Shia-dominated Hezbollah. I mean, now they are working in tandem more and more.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable situation. Let's go to Rib calling from Texas on line one. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. First
sure.
off, I'd like to congratulate you on getting Miriam Ibrahim out of harm's way.
Well, congratulations goes to the literally millions of people around the globe that got her out. And our part was raising awareness and petitioning, and the petitions played a huge part in her release because it kept it a national issue. But I don't want everybody that participated and prayed for Miriam Ibrahim and her family should be rejoicing in that. Everybody played an important role. But thank you. Go ahead.
Well, I believe you guys were the catalyst, as well as your second victory in Ground Zero. The first was the mosque.
Yeah, I guess I should mention that because we didn't do it. Thank you for reminding me that, Rib. Yesterday, a decision came out 3-0 in our favor against the American Atheist Association. No shock they lost. But that was on the situation of the cross that is in. It's called the Ground Zero Cross. In the 9/11 museum, the court said it could stay, and it cited one of our Supreme Court opinions. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but you brought up 2 points I wanted to address. Go ahead.
No problem. My question is, though, how close are we to actually losing Israel as an ally?
Yeah, well, there's an important question, a great question, and I think the protection there, Than, is that the Congress isn't going to let that happen. I think, do we have this soundbite from John Boehner today where he said that would not happen? I'm going to see if we can find it. He said that would not happen. It may have been, I don't know which program I heard it on this morning. It may have been Fox. He said we're not going to let that happen. What's your sense, Than?
Yeah, I think Congress is really the firewall there, Jay, because honestly, you have to give Israel a reason to want the alliance of the United States. And frankly, if the policies of this administration were to carry the day and, you know, continue for another 10 years or 20 years, why would Israel want to be our ally?
Well, let me tell you this, because they have to be. Okay, let's just be blunt. Israel needs the United States. The United States needs Israel as well, but it's a mutual thing. Israel needs the United States, and that's why you've got to maneuver very carefully around this very dangerous and delicate situation. All right, we're taking a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Also, I want to encourage you to participate in our matching challenge campaign, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You can sign up also to support the work of the ACLJ that way at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You can sign that petition also supporting Israel. Again, best way to do it, ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in a moment.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones. Jordan, who do we have next?
Yeah, let's go to Charles in Idaho online, too. Charles, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Charles. You're on the air.
Hey, it's good to talk to you.
You too.
I'll tell you what, I was listening to a program from Israel News just a few days ago, and David that was over there was making the comment that as far as Obama is concerned, they do not trust America, nor do they trust the Obama administration. You figure, when you have Obama making it very clear that he's going to support Hamas, he supported the Brotherhood in Egypt and their destruction, refuses to get involved, and have we're now in a four-week delay with Iran so they can continue to make
four-month delay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Yep,
four-month. And, you know, this is wrong, absolutely wrong. And until the news media has become the sympathizers of Hamas, focusing upon the innocents that are being killed. You can't.
Well, let me tell you, Charles, you're absolutely right about that. And I was in Europe for 3 weeks at Oxford dealing with this issue every single day with people from all over the globe. And the media is unreal. But I think there's something else here you sent that's also important. That is, this is the intentional plan of the Obama administration. Listen to Martha McCallum from Fox News, our friend at Fox News, question to John Bolton, number 11.
There has been a ton of criticism for John Kerry coming from the Israeli newspapers and elsewhere. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's justified. I think it's a mistake to try and broker a ceasefire at this point, but it's really simply a reflection of a year and a half of misplaced priorities by the administration to try and cut a deal between Israel and the Palestinians. As long as Hamas is determined to destroy Israel, there isn't any deal to be cut. There's no room for negotiation.
So there you have it. So, again, it goes back to the same fundamental issue, Jordan. This is the administration's plan. I mean, this is what they want to do.
Yeah, that's right. They've set up this fight with Israel. I mean, honestly, they've set up this idea. And I think what they're trying to do, and I don't know if they'll be successful, but I think what they're trying to do is set up the issue where, as these callers have said, you know, this idea that the U.S. and Israel, this allegiance can somehow be cast aside by both parties. And the truth is, Israel really could not survive without the support of the United States. And so this idea, again, this discussion that we're even talking about, the idea that Israel would back away from the United States, I think is exactly what the Obama administration wants. They have been trying to, again, change the relationship between the United States and Israel in the eyes of the Muslim world. So I think that that's exactly what they're playing into.
Well, the reality is it's going to be another question here of how long Congress can hold, but I think we've got good support and building support within the House. But again, folks, this is the reason why you need to support Israel and sign this petition now at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Because you're taking a stand for Israel when the administration clearly is not. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's get take Bob from California.
Yep, Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yes. If Obama's defense for Israel is showing his true colors, which he's not defending Israel, what would he do to the United States? He's not speaking for the American people. He's speaking for his Obama himself.
Well, the problem is he is speaking for the American people because elections have consequences. And I think this is the frustration factor, Than, that exists. And that's why you've got different branches of government so you can buttress this. But this is the reality. I mean, the president speaking, let me tell you how it's viewed, Bob, in the rest of the world. It is viewed as the position of the United States of America. And I was just in Europe for almost a month dealing with this. This is how it's viewed, that the president is siding with the other side and is drawing this moral equivalency issue and really causing damage, in my view, to Israel and to the prospects for a solution to this mess. And frankly, some of this is a distraction from even greater problems that exist in that region. So, Than, the question's going to be congressional support, and that seems to be, at least in the House of Representatives, still very high, and I suspect in the Senate as well.
Yeah, it's no accident, Jay, that the branch that is closest to the people that has to continue to get elected, the legislative branch, is the one that is standing strong for Israel here. I mean, I go back to the sound that you played from Senator Schumer. I mean, he basically put forward the idea that to have peace, you have to have a partner who will accept peace. Hamas is not now, has never been, and never will be that partner. I think you have members in Congress on both sides of the aisle that understand that. And no matter where the president goes on this, they're not going to move from that position, Jay.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Let's go to Alan in Colorado on line 6. Alan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Alan.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir.
Good. First off, I just want to thank you for the work that you are doing. And my question being is, once these petitions are signed, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, I'll let Than address the petition impact, but let me tell you what we're doing. The petitions are one phase of a much broader scope. So, for instance, there have been complaints lodged at the United Nations and at the International Criminal Court in The Hague against Israel. Our legal team, both in Washington, in Virginia, and in Jerusalem, are working on that, including our office in Strasbourg, France. We are responding to that. So when you're talking about the petitions, that's what allows our citizen members to engage the issue. But, Than, welcome through what happens on the petition process. I think it's a great call.
It's really a big reason that the legislative branch stays good on this because their voters, through our petitions, Jay, hear from the people that put them in office prior and will put them in office again. So whether they're Republican or Democrat, we can go to them with hundreds of people, thousands of people who voted for them. And let's just be specific here. On the funding issue for Hamas, we can say it is entirely within Congress's purview to decide whether or not you continue to fund this organization. Your voters do not want you to do this. And, Jay, it has a big impact. And in many cases, it is the very thing that makes them listen to us in the first place.
I'll tell you this, folks. This is the reason, as just Than mentioned, you got to speak out because you keep Congress making these statements, including Republicans and Democrats. Let me tell you, it has a big impact. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, William in Georgia on line 3. William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, I just got a comment real fast.
Sure.
First of all, how y'all doing, Jay?
Good.
Doing?
Good.
My thing is this. I find it quite amazing that Secretary of State John Kerry will go through all this trouble to try to do a ceasefire for a country that's defending himself, but yet we can't even get one person out of Iranian prison.
Well, I will say this, and I guess we should do an update here, William. Jordan, the latest on Pastor Saeed. You know, we're all rejoicing over Miriam Ebrahim's release, but let's talk about Saeed Abedini. And the president, or I guess the Secretary of State, did speak out on his behalf.
That's right. In the annual Religious Freedom Report, Saeed was mentioned a number of times. You know, I think that the State Department, it's the same, and we appreciate that Secretary Kerry does that. At the same time, you know, it's gotten to a point, though, where because of, as a previous caller mentioned, the extension of the Iranian nuclear talks, I mean, basically Iran has a hostage from the United States who the president's spoken out for, the Secretary of State's spoken out for. And so as long as those talks are continuing and they're getting economic relief to the tune of billions of dollars, it makes it very difficult to get Iran to budge on the idea of releasing him.
So, you know, again, like Jordan said, we appreciate the support, but this is, believe me, we're coming up on the 2-year anniversary here, and I think there's going to be, or is it, what, September? Jordan, is there going to be?
September 26th.
Yeah. Explain what's going to happen on that event. That's going to be a big event.
There are prayer vigils that'll be happening across the country. If you go to BeHeardProject.com, it's BeHeardProject.com. There's information about the vigils that could be close to you. You can see there's a whole list of the vigils that are happening all over the world. And if there's not a vigil near you, you can actually get the information to set up your own. So that's at BeHeardProject.com.
Yeah, BeHeardProject.com. All right, we're taking your calls. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. For those of you on the line, hang on there after the break. I'm going to get to your calls. And if you want to talk to us, it's 1-800-684-3110. Than, let me ask you this. You mentioned congressional support being high and the impact of the petitions. This is the way in which we're able to let members of Congress know, Republicans and Democrats, that the American people take the support of Israel seriously.
Yeah, it really is, and it happens across issues, Jay. I mean, part of the reason that you're going to be testifying here tomorrow on another issue, the IRS issue, is because our people have stayed engaged on behalf of all of our clients who were targeted by the IRS, and it really is sort of the lifeblood of our work here in Washington, D.C. Our members stand with us on these various issues. Then Jordan and I work to break those petitions down by state for the Senate or by congressional district in the House, and to make sure members know that this isn't just the ACLJ or Jay Sekulow who has this position.
Right.
This is hundreds and thousands of ACLJ members, their voters, who stand with us on this issue. It gets us in the door, Jay, and it helps them. It helps us get an audience with these members.
All right, folks, we're going to take more of your phone calls when we come back from the break. That's 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. We have a couple lines available, not something that happens often these days, but we do. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. Now, we are in the last 3 days of our matching challenge campaign, folks, for the month of July. This is happens about 3-4 times a year. We're in one of them right now, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org to make an online gift. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for, or 1-877-989-2255. You can also sign on the petition supporting Israel the same way, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Your head up with all this going on. By the way, I think on Friday I'm going to re-release that song that we did here. The Jay Sekulow Band did the video of that. We haven't released released it once back in April or May. We're going to release it again for you at the end of the week for those of you that haven't seen it. We're going right back to our phones at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's take another call, Jordan.
Yeah, let's go to Steve, actually, Michigan, on line one. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
I guess I have, I have a conflict here. With, you know, you request to support Israel, and yet I don't think Jesus would approve of launching Hellfire missiles into Gaza, indiscriminately killing children. Uh-huh. I refuse to believe that.
Yeah. Well, so you think that Jesus would approve Hamas sending weapons and military and underground tunnels and bombs into civilian territories in Israel?
You know, of course not. But
Okay, so you're hold it, Steve. So you're taking the moral equivalent view that these are both wrongs.
Well, you know, is it typical, okay, for the hostage taker and the hostages to be eradicated together? There's usually some
What are you talking about? What hostages are you talking about?
I hardly think that a 9-month-old infant has any say.
Listen, nobody any time but you understand, Steve. I mean, you watch the news that Hamas is putting the people there. You understand that?
Whose news?
Watch CNN. If you want to watch CNN, watch MSNBC.
CNN has about as much credibility as...
Okay. Who do you like? What news service do you like?
Absolutely none of them.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. Jordan and I have been there when the bombs are being lobbed at you, and you're glad those Israelis are there to send by. Anytime there's civilian casualties, it's tragic. That is part, unfortunately, of Hamas's, Jordan, way of doing business. Steve, you got to understand what they're doing. This is how they do it on purpose. They use their civilians as shields for their weapons. They are putting missiles inside of UN schools and hospitals. That's what's going on there, Jordan.
Well, and I just say that, you know, I think that question, it's a very loaded question, so I wanted to take this phone call because this idea, again, one, that you can't defend yourself against terrorist activity, and, well, if people put kids in harm's way and they do that on their own with their decision they make, and, I mean, there's so much information about this in the news, and if you don't like any of the news networks, I mean, this is just someone, again, they are really trying to somehow defend the actions of a terrorist regime. And he asked this question, well, would Jesus support this? I don't think that Jesus would be on the side of Islamic jihadists who encourage children to become suicide bombers and then pay their families after they've committed their acts of suicide terrorism. And so this idea, again, that you've got on one side people who strap bombs to themselves and encourage that amongst their community, in fact, praise that. And the other side, people who are just trying to stop rockets from coming into their territory. I mean, war is not good. War is not pleasant. It's not a good experience for either side. But ultimately, if we held Israel to the standards if we held our own military to these standards, I mean, the international complaints against it would be out of control.
It would be.
There would be no way the United States would be a drone attack. When we take out some of these terror leaders, 16 or 17 more people are taken out with them. So the idea, again, that even in our most precise attacks, there are casualties which may have not been intended whatsoever.
Yeah, but this is what happens in war, folks. All right, Rita is calling from Bronx, New York, on line four. Hi, Rita.
Hi. My question is, my son is supposed to go to Bible college for this coming semester, and he's so excited and really feels called by the Lord to go there, but I'm really concerned as his parent whether...
So the Bible college is in Israel?
It's in Israel, in Jerusalem.
Yeah. I think you'll be fine. I wouldn't hesitate at all. First of all, they really do a very effective. There's been very little civilian casualty on the U.S. On the Israeli side of this, and frankly, Jerusalem is not a likely target because their weaponry just can't reach there. So I would go. I'm you pray through it, but I mean I've been there. Jordan and I have been there when the bombs are coming in. And literally been on the and still felt, you know, safe, and we were in a war zone. So they do a very effective job of protecting students and Americans, and I wouldn't hesitate one bit. Well, okay, here's what we're going to do, folks. We got a little more than 3 minutes left. We got a bunch of calls. Let's go through them, Jordan. Rapid fire round here right at the end of the broadcast.
Yeah, and in California, line 5, and welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
And go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
My question is, if Congress, specifically the House, holds
right.
the purse strings, how is it that Obama is able to give money to Hamas?
Than and Jordan?
The administration had ignored Congress to this point. We are actually calling them to remove those funds altogether, not give them that option next year.
So, and Jordan, the reality is the political will of the American people has to be there to really see this enforced.
Yeah, that's right, because the way that the administration tries to take these funds, which are very broadly authorized, and then give them, and you know, they're using
right.
basically every distinction possible to get money to a Palestinian unity government, which includes Hamas. We can go back to the phones. Mike in California, line 2. Mike, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jay. God bless you guys. You know, people that stand with Hamas and doing the moral equivalence, one, they're defending a terrorist group, and the Palestinian movement has its roots in Nazism with that Mufti guy and Hitler.
Well, oh, absolutely. But here's the thing. You know, the rise of anti-Semitism in the world right now is, let me tell you, Mike, unprecedented in our lifetime. I was just in Europe. It is unbelievable. I met with lawyers in the UK that deal with a lot of the Israel issues. They said they have never seen it like this. Look at France. Look at Germany. It's unbelievable. Having said that, let me offer you a little bit of a ray of hope. I was also with postgraduate students and doctoral candidates at Oxford, and there was a lot of support for Israel there, including students from Germany and England, India. So there's more than people think, but yes, it's a very difficult, very troubling situation. Carmela's calling from Alameda, California. Hi, Carmela.
Hi, my name is Carmela Borshan. I'm an Assyrian from Iran.
Yes.
Assyrians are being persecuted in
yep.
Iraq and Syria, and I don't hear much voice about it, but one Arab drops, all the media is voicing it, but people don't realize the Assyrians are the first converts to Christianity. They speak Aramaic, the language of Jesus. With this persecution, we're going to be wiped off of the map. We've been persecuted for our faith throughout history.
No,
my grandparents were telling us horror stories about persecution.
Yeah. No,
it is happening again. There is going to be a demonstration by the rally by the United Nations, but United Nations doesn't voice it. Media doesn't voice it. Nobody talks about it.
Well,
but
we have no, Carmela. Listen, I appreciate the difficulty there. We have been talking about it. We've been very concerned about ISIS. We've been very concerned about what ISIS is doing to Christians in Iraq. We've discussed it on the broadcast, and we'll continue to do that and do it even more so. Folks, we are out of time. Jordan's going to let you know how you can participate in our matching challenge campaign. We encourage you to do it today.
Folks, you can call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, and make that donation by phone. Or go to ACLJ.org. Right on the homepage, you'll see Matching Challenge, where anything you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice will have double the impact if you donate before the end of this month. You can do that again at ACLJ.org, secure and safely there. If you're more comfortable doing it by phone, you can absolutely call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to be part of the matching challenge.
Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org.